Maraming mga namumuhunan sa mga self-managed super funds ay walang kaduda-dudang mababahala dahil sa mga kamakailang pagbaba ng pangdaigdigang merkado ng pananalapi. Kaya't ang pagkakaiba-iba ay kritikal at ang isang alternatibong uri ay ang ginto. Ang ginto ay kasalukuyang na ibebenta sa tatlumbuang mataas na halaga at kahit paman bumababa ang presyo nito, mayroon pa rin taunang pagtaas na 9%. Kaya't ito ba'y isang magandang pamumuhunan? Narito ang ulat. Ang namumuhunang Gilness ay naghahanap pa na makabili ng mas maraming ginto.
Just part of having that balanced portfolio to always have some gold actually allocation. Obviously, in the earlier days, it was perhaps a much smaller amount in terms of percentage in dollars compared to where it is today.
Ang matalinong namumuhunan ay nagsimula sa maliit na pamamaraan lamang, mahigit 30 taon na ang nakalipas. Si Jordan Ellison ay isang ekonomista sa espesyalista ng gold na ABC Bullion. Sinabi niya ang kanilang kumpanya ay abala.
2015 was the second best year we'd ever had in terms of sales and turnover with self-managed super funds. So as the equity market's been volatile and as interest rates continue to fall, more and more investors are starting to look to precious metals.
Dagdag pa niya, nang nakalipas na paguray-guray na merkado ng pandaigdigang stock ay nagpapadagdag sa interest sa ginto.
So typically, investors like self-managed super funds will buy investment-grade cast bars of gold. So yeah, you don't really want to be buying jewelry or coins if you're buying a large amount for an SMSF.
Isang kilong bar ng ginto ay nagkakahalagang halos $50,000. At paliwanag ni Jordan Elisio, pagkabili ng ginto, ang pagtatago nito ang susunod na malaking issue.
You can store it at home, but that comes with, you know, quite a bit of risk and it's very difficult to insure. The second option is you store it with a bullion dealer who will provide insurance, ongoing reporting, will buy the metal back. Or the third option is to store it in a high security private vault.
Si Garrett Colgan ay isang financial planner sa kumpanyang Equus. Sinabi niya ang pagdagdag ng ginto sa isang self-managed super fund ay may kaunting benepisyo.
Some of the pros to having gold in your SMSF would be the diversification aspect of it. Gold is traditionally not correlated to things like equities. So in times of market turmoil, gold typically does well.
Sinabi ni Peter McGuire ng kumpanyang XE, ang halaga ng ginto ay pabago-bago.
Well, when you look back over the last, say, 3 to 4 or 5 years of trading, it's been very choppy in Australian dollar terms. There's been no real breakouts in the sense of appreciation. The prices have come back from those highs that we experienced in 2011. So over the last 4 or 5 years, it hasn't been a great investment. Also, we have to be mindful it doesn't give a coupon or it doesn't give you a dividend, and that needs to be very much taken on hand as far as an investment. You've got capital gain and capital gain only.
Habang nirekomenda ng financial planner Garrett Colgan na magkaroon lamang ng 2-5% ng portfolio ng pamumuhunan ng ginto, sinabi niya, maraming paraan na magkaroon ng ginto na hindi naman physical na bullion.
For example, you can access gold through ASX-listed producers such as Newcrest Mining. You can access it directly by going to some specialist providers. You can access it through managed funds. You can access it through exchange-traded funds on the stock market.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.